clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Upstate's destination for Clemson football game day coverage. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, it's all.
I feel like Quincy Jones here on the show today. Flying solo, making a mistake every once in a while, not hitting the right button at a certain time there. But thank you so much for coming back in for hour number three. We have a very busy hour three for you. As Quincy Jones trying to spin some hits and get you all these guests on and some phone calls in there as well. I will tell John Hite after the show in critiquing my producing post-production analyst, I've hit a few wrong buttons today, but for the most part, I think I've done okay. C-minus. How about that? C-minus. In case you have missed today's show, coming up later on in the next segment, Andrew Oliphant, the director of instruction, David Ledbetter Academy, is going to join us. PGA Tour had an unbelievable finish this past week. We've had bad weather, so what do you do in bad weather with getting better at golf and some new equipment and some things like that to talk about. So we've got a lot of golf stuff to get into with Andrew Oliphant in the next segment. On our podcast, which will be up later, you can hear Terrence Oglesby and Rick Stockstill from that last hour. I have great news from Terrence Oglesby. We got so many texts. I knew that it would go this way. And I love the his knowledge, his command, and how much he is passionate about his sport. And I've got with T.O. now, because you requested it, as far as a weekly segment, and 8:25 on Mondays. So we're going to review the college basketball weekend with the best in the business every Monday now, 8:25. Yes. Get a T.O. It's going to be over. Love that. So that's great news. Rick Stockstill says he's going to join us a little more often. That's great. Might get him on a lot more, because I want to talk X and O's with him. Can't wait to do that. Texture 1733 says, having Coach Stockstill on always makes me smile, and a great interview. One of my favorite people there. He made the point, and we've thought about it from the big end of things, but just texted me. He goes, the portal. What I texted him after the segment was, I pounded this NLI and portal stuff for about 18 months now, and I hate where the game is going. He said the portal's brutal in the group of five schools. Seriously, they just have major issues here. So here's my major point. Is everyone says it's broken. Everyone. Even the guys who are benefiting from it. No one has more of an advantage right now than Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. And they both tell you it's broken and they don't like what's happening. Lane Kiffin's the hottest guy in college football right now, and he tells you he didn't like it. Everyone is telling you that it's broken. So why in the world can we not find someone to fix it? We are we've hit the iceberg, right? We've hit it. We're not going towards the iceberg. We've hit the iceberg. What do we do now? I don't know. And I don't know who saves it, but I do know it's worth saving. And when you hear Rick Stockstill talk about what it does to him and his depth and his program and his morale, you heard it in his voice last segment. Texas said, Stock made a great point that the portal's devastated these high school kids. I recommend you get a high school coach on and let him speak to the perspective about the kids not getting recruited. That's Marriott Orange making great points. Look, I totally agree with that, so I'll try to do that. We'll have recruiting analysts on and talk about that as well. It is a it's devastating in so many ways, and we know it, but we're still not going to fix it? What are we doing? Leaders lead. Take care of it. Tech said, love T.O. Having him on weekly is really big. Thanks, Mickey. Yeah, I don't do enough of college basketball. We're in college basketball mode now because college football is over. And so we will definitely have more of T.O. in the future. Every single Monday, all the way through. And again, I love talking with him about that. I love learning from him about that. We learn from so many of our guests anyway. Love learning from him about that. Texture said, it is important to remember, this is from 5579, it is important to remember the reason we got here is because the way the players felt like they were being exploited by the universities and the NCAA. Maybe so. I don't doubt that. But were they really being exploited? I mean, that's debatable. Because you feel a certain way doesn't make it true. I'm not disagreeing with you, 5579. I'm not disagreeing with you. But because they felt they're exploited, were they in fact exploited? Exploited. That's a relative term. I feel hungry, but am I really hungry compared to other people? I'm not hungry right now. And what was the exploitation? Because they got opportunities. Hey, look, you could ask a bunch of college students right now, would you rather, now they're not talented enough to do it, might not have the work ethic to do it, but would you feel exploited if you got full scholarship, no student debt, carry into your next part of your life, free dental, free medical, a personal trainer, a personal psychologist, performance or sports psychologist? Would you feel good about having your own nutritionist and someone in your field helping you maybe get to the next level or at least increasing your brand? Would you like a bunch of Twitter followers and Instagram followers to really increase your awareness of your brand? If that's exploitation, then we'll disagree on the definition of that. Do they deserve something? Sure, and I think that's what cost of attendance did. And maybe across the board, let's pull the money and do that. But man, the idea that Miami's going to put $10 million into an account for football players, Texas A&M's going to put $30 million in an account for football players, how are we going to do that? Mike Farrell from Rivals.com has some solutions. I'll get to that coming up. I love this text right here. T.O. and Stock equals cake and eating it too. Ha ha ha! Very good. And oh, by the way, 5579 agrees that I agree that it went too far for sure. Look, here's the thing about human nature. I know this about human beings. Chris Rock's very famous stand-up routine said, "You give me an inch, I'll take a foot. Give me a foot, I'll take a yard. Give me a rope, think I'm a cowboy." I mean, the bottom line is human beings. If you think this is going to suffice and be enough, no, it won't be. As human beings, we're not built that way. That's not going to happen. I tell people this all the time. Let me give you an example that's maybe not. I'm not going to go that route. I'm not going to mention that. I just know that as humans, we are going to want more no matter what you give us. We want more. My son is going to be 3 years old next month. He cons me into, hey, can I have one cookie? He eats a cookie. He wants two. He's 2.5 years old. I'm 3 years old now. He doesn't know that. He just knows that naturally, if you give me one, I'm going to want two. Mark my words. We're headed towards unionization. We're headed towards revenue sharing. We're headed towards sharing the gate. We're headed towards sharing the concessions and sharing the parking and sharing the television revenue. And strikes and holdouts and lockouts. That's where we're headed to. NFL 2.0, that's where we're going. Because human beings are never satisfied. We are want machines. We are marketed to as want machines. every single commercial that we do, every single commercial that television does, we're marketed as want machines. Want, 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 want. It's not by accident that part of Scripture tells us about shalt not covet. And how being content is a really good state, but it's in there because we aren't, right? We are want machines. So if you think that it went too far, yeah, but you think that's the end? Texture said, yeah, my son's 18 months old and teaching him limit setting is very, very, very important. Of course it is. Got to do more of that. Texter 1460 said, college is becoming like NFL. Make the kids pay for their education and they all get love watching middle school football, love playing the game for the game and not scared to hit. Look, here's the opt-outs. We didn't talk about that with Coach Stockstill. But I'm glad we had him on this morning to talk about his level at a group of five school. At the highest levels, this is what Kirby Smart is saying. I'll play that for you maybe later. I don't have time to do it now. I'll play it for you maybe later. What Kirby Smart said about, he is worried about I'll paraphrase, he's worried about the college game because of the portal and the transfer, because of the NIL stuff, and we're losing good coaches, and he's worried about where the game is headed. Nick Saban has told you this. Lane Kiffin has told you this. It is a huge issue. Dabo's told you this. This is where we're headed. I love this text right here. I love dealing with you folks and learning from you. Texter 4507 said, enough is the most elusive thing on earth. I'm reminded of a story that I need to go back and revisit and learn the principles involved. But there's a great story about a famous author in the 1950s, I do believe. My story could be wrong, unless I have to find out exactly who it is. But he is at a dinner party in the Upper West Side of Manhattan, overlooking Central Park, in a townhome, in a beautiful penthouse. And in it, there's a room full of billionaires. And he's not a billionaire. He is a millionaire. He's one of the poorest people in the room as a millionaire. And in the billionaires' conversations, their conversations are centered around their yachts, their experience with their yachts, their jets, their planes. I don't know if we had jets in the 50s, did we? Their planes, their vacation homes, and their experiences with that, their designer cars and their art collections. And the billionaires going back and forth, sharing their experiences with this. And the millionaire author, very popular author, stood up and said, I have something that no one in this room has. To which he got their attention and they all turned to him and he said, I have enough. How about that? Enough is the most elusive thing on earth, according to 4507. Thank you very much for that one. See, one of the things that we always do in legislation and rules and all, we always consider the front end of things. We never consider, or very seldom do we consider, the back end of things. So many things make sense on the front end, but as human beings, we'll screw it up as we screw up life. And a big part of should you own your name, image, likeness? Sure you should. But right now, Texas A&M paying guys $30 million to come to school there has nothing to do with name, image, and likeness. It has to do with talent acquisition. Should you be able to go to school back and forth wherever you want to go? Yeah, I can see that, except for without sitting out a year, guys going back and forth, and you combine that with NIL, and guys are being bought to go to play at places, and that's dangerous. And anybody doesn't think it's, we just would agree to disagree on that. Texture said, Jimbo doesn't mind the way things are right now. He's got $30 million recruiting fund. We've broken the best sport in the world. Look, Jimbo won't like it if he's been out-recruited by others that raise even more money. That's the thing. You live by it, you die by it. Let it go to South in Texas A&M and not get their return on investment, their ROI, and let's see how well it goes there. And once that fund dries up and Texas is successful with it, whatever it might be, let's see if Jimbo likes it then. I will guess that he won't. But even those who are benefiting from right now, Georgia's doing a great job with it. Alabama's doing a great job with it. And Ole Miss is hot right now. And those three guys are telling you that they don't like where college football's headed. If they don't like it, who can? Again, maybe Jimbo. We are at a crossroads, and Rick Stockstill just told you that. We've got to find a way to fix that. Somehow, some way, we have to find a way. I'm going to do a great segue here. Speaking of fixing, Canty can fix it. Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com. I love what Canty Foundation Specialist does. That's encapsulating crawl spaces to make sure that you have everything you need when it comes to drying up those crawl spaces. First of all, me and crawl spaces don't match. Remember, he said T.O. and Stock is like having a cake and eating it too. Well, there is no cake. There is no eating it when I go underneath my home. I don't go underneath there. I don't like it. So encapsulating crawl spaces is great. Also, walkways, driveways, steps, stoops, brick, tilting chimneys, sloping floors, jammed doorways or windows, foundation issues arise in your business and your home. And I want to encourage you, if you want to permanently repair any of those issues, then do that at Canty Foundation Specialist. The people who have the expertise to do it, Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com, and they'll do it. They'll put that to bed permanently. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little golf with Andy O. Andrew Oliphant is the director of instruction at the David Ledbetter Academy at Katichi. He'll catch us up on the PGA Tour and latest in golf and get some other interesting questions to ask about lessons and where we're moving with that when you come back for more after a very short break.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Now that the cold weather is here, Kraft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Kraft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Warmer days aren't the only thing ahead. So is the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. From January 27th through the 30th at the Greenville Convention Center, you and your family can get up close to the latest boat models for fishing, speed, and cruisers, as well as the latest in gear and accessories. If it's on the water, it's here. Only from January 27th through the 30th, and only at the Greenville Convention Center. Bring your kids. 6 and younger are free. Find out more at UpstateSCBoatShow.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat and cool your home and provide hot water. There is a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, a game changer for your home.
If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than Pendleton Tire Company. They're now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX will give your car that new car feel, quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog dad.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find John or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Member FDIC, parknationalbank.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Every shot, every block, every game. We're your home for Clemson basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Zero Res and Zero Res Greenville.com would love to help you out at Zero Res. Carpets cleaned, making sure you have in your home or your business, 3-room, 4-room, 5-room specials. Some great special deals going on now. Mention my name, get a free hallway. It's our great friends at Zero Res. 558-7300, Zero Res Greenville.com. They'd love to help you out. The best in the business is Zero Res. To our guest lines once again, where Andrew Oliphant, the director of instruction, David Ledbetter Academy, joins us as he does every Wednesday this time, talking some golf. Good morning, Andy O. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, Mickey. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. All right. I've taken one lesson from you. I need more, but what I need from you more than anything else, I need you to teach me how to hit a 3-wood from 270 yards to 3 feet. Can you do that?
Incredible shot that, wasn't it? You know, to see Hideki there just close it out like that. teach me to do that.
One of the things that we saw, you made a great point, we were texting earlier this week. One of the things that we saw was course setup was different this week than last week. We can't affect weather, and we can't change weather and have an effect on that, but we can affect course setup. How was it set up different this week, and what effect did it have on the field this week?
Well, we saw the rough coming into play. You know, previous week, no rough and low, super low scoring. Rough coming in this week, Bermuda rough, which you know, we're familiar with in these parts in the middle of summer where the ball sits way down there. And we saw the guys having to chop out almost, you know, it was your ball's landing 30, 40 yards short of the green and bouncing up. And, you know, it's a great reality check, because when we play golf, the amateur golfer needs to look at that and think, well, you know, the best in the world can't reach from 150 yards out and the landing ball 100 yards short, letting the top spin take it to the green. We need to copy that, you know, and they're predicting the bounce 20, 30 yards short of the green and the ball running up. So I thought it was interesting, you know, to see them struggle a little bit more from the previous week. We saw a couple of the shorter hitters, Kisner, Lucas Glover, Kuchar, the experienced guys, you know, rising to the top. But Hideki got the job done in the end.
The other thing I noticed, even with that, and again, you've got this isn't a U.S. Open venue, and you've got, you know, obviously great temperatures out this way. But even with that, the cuts at 5 under par, and we had a playoff at 23 under par, which reiterates that as tough as conditions, you know, were different this week. Man, you're still talking about you're not record setting like we saw the week before. Man, these guys are so stinking good right now, huh?
Yeah, they're stepping on the gas from the first shot out the gate. And, you know, there's a lot on the line, too, from FedEx points, you know, President's Cup, Ryder Cup points, maintaining their card and so forth. You know, so every shot really does count. And straight out the gate, it's fearless. You know, they're putting up 20 under par and under that, you know, just to even stand a chance. So, par standing on the first tee, they've got to be thinking 5-6 under on every round.
All right, Matsuyama's swing has changed a little bit. Have you had backswings and different, and everybody's, you get different grips and stances and body types and tempos and all this kind of stuff. Have you had anybody that really, any great juniors, any players you've taught, anybody you've helped with that kind of tempo and that backswing and that kind of deliberate backswing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we actually, you know, termed it a Hideki drill, you know, to get players to stop at the top of their swing, you know, sync things up. You know, if a player can actually swing to the top and stop, and this is a great one for people at home, that if you take a golf club, you swing to the top and stop, and then just see if you can actually jump off the ground and land in the same place. You know, so you'll have to use your legs. You know, you have to get a little squat there, down, jump straight back up, land straight back down where you're standing, and it's a great exercise to know that you've completed the top of the swing and that you're in balance. So, you know, we call that a little Hideki pause, and his pause has become less and less. So we may have to choose a different player that I relate to. But, yeah, definitely, you know, it's a great exercise.
Kevin Kisner made a statement, I believe last year, maybe the year before. He was asked about, are there certain golf courses you can't win on? He said, yes, absolutely, certain ones I can't win on. Is the sport better when we do let in the Kuchars and the Kisners having a chance compared to just the Bombers and Gougers, or will we always adapt and always get better? And do we love seeing these 380-yard guys win?
No, I think we've got to relate to those guys that hit it to 275. You know, I mean, it's still long enough. They've got incredible game from there on in. You know, there's been some great comments recently about the guys on the senior tour. You know, you've got, I think Duval makes his debut this week, you know, who was one of the long hitters, and he'll get out there on the senior tour. You've got Langer, who was never really a long hitter, even in his day, but gets the job done. So, you know, we can relate a little bit more to those guys hitting it a reasonable distance versus, hey, you know what Bryson did all last year, and we chatted with it pretty much every time on the show. You know, what's Bryson doing? How's he getting longer? And, you know, some of it is a little bit unachievable for the average golfer. So seeing the letting the older guys in, the shorter hitters, I think it's good for the game.
Agreed with that. You in our lesson, you gave me a Bernhard Langer drill that I do all the time now. If you had to guess, and I hadn't seen his latest TrackMan numbers, how far does Bernhard carry it? If you had to guess, what would your guess be?
I would say he's probably looking at, you know, 265 off the tee. He can get it out there and think, well, I can carry it that, and then depending on his numbers, spin rate, he'll take whatever the ball does when it hits the ground.
Yeah.
So no means short hitter. You know, he's not hitting it 230. Right. You know, that's probably a 3-wood range for him. But so still getting it out there.
Nice. You mentioned, now we've got bad weather, obviously. You guys have been closed for a few days, and Mother Nature does not want us playing a lot of golf right now. That's pretty fair. A lot of golf courses are closed now. What can we learn off simulators? Obviously, I want to see the ball fly, and that makes a difference. But what are the strengths and what are the weaknesses of simulators?
Strengths are that you can continue playing golf. You know, and they've got it down to incredible graphics on the screen. The numbers are very, very accurate. We can play courses. You know, some of these simulators now have moving floors, so if you find yourself on a slope, the floor will adjust. So we're still having to strategize and think our way. So the one maybe negative side of it is, yes, you can't see the ball flight unless you've got a huge space. So we're only seeing the ball travel the first 10, 15 feet. The putting's always been a challenge with simulators. Even the best in the world on the simulator really haven't quite got putting correct. So that side, you know, for the golfer wanting to hit full shots, they may switch off the putting. Any time you can get out of this cold weather and swing a golf club, as golfers, we need something to do. And whether it's a gym training, whether you're lucky to have a simulator in your home, whether it's just a mirror, you know, there's things that you can actually get going with so you're ready come the season time.
Years ago, a local guy worked with David Ledbetter and developed some mirrors with some lines on it, and still seems like it's still a relevant teaching tool probably 30 years later, it seems like. What can mirror work? What can we do by looking at a full-length mirror in your garage?
Well, you need to know what you're looking for. So always lean on a coach for that. So you've got a good idea of what you're trying to do. Full-length mirror, again, it could be that Hideki drill. You know, can you swing to the top of the swing, pause, and see the club in a good position? Putting with eyeline mirrors down on the ground, you know, that with the lines on to see where our eyes are positioned over the golf ball. You need to know what you're doing, know what you're looking for. You know, so the coaching role is still there. And virtual coaching is something we offer here at Katichi. You know, where it's like, well, hey, you know, I don't know what I'm looking for, so help me. I can't get out the house. There's ice on the roads. And we can always do something on a virtual experience.
When we do virtual, what do you want to see down the line? Because I think that so many times friends of mine send me a swing. Hey, what do you think? It's like, well, man, your camera angle's off, and I'm only looking at two dimensions rather than your front view, or looking at front view rather than down the line view. What do you want to see, and how do we set those cameras up?
Yeah, I mean, the smartphone is ideal. If you've got someone that can hold that, great. iPhones have this little square that you can tap on and send to the player. So as long as we've got, you know, down the line, just pretty much on the target line, player's toe line, you know, where the feet are pointing, a little bit of room at the top for the club to be in position so the coach can see the club at the top of the swing. And then face on, just really aim the camera at the players just above the handle of the golf club, so just in the middle of the tummy. Aim that camera straight there and keep it still. If you've got a tripod or something to hold the camera, if you're trying to do it on your own, you're going to need a tripod or attachment that these cell phones can sit on. Just to keep it steady. If we as coaches are looking down the line at a player's swing plane, and we can draw lines on that screen, and the camera moves, it's a disaster. It's like say you're back to, hey, I can't see a whole lot there. We don't know if you're under or overplaying.
Hey, here's what we know. I know this about life. Where there is a demand, there's a supply. I saw a company that makes a stand bag now for your golf clubs, your normal golf bag. But it has, when you put it on its stand, on its legs, it has a pocket that you can face it to where the camera's level and you can, you know, keep it steady there. So how about that, man? Innovative technology everywhere. That'd be a hit at the PGA merchandise show coming up for sure. This week we're at the desert. We're at La Quinta and the California deserts, where what's going to make me feel jealous of a bunch of low scores, it seems like, and a bunch of great weather, it seems like, again.
You weren't jealous of the weather in Hawaii there?
Oh, very jealous, buddy. A true story, Andrew. I went out to a range yesterday, and I tried to hit some balls. And when the ball was landing, there's still snow on the ground. And I asked my buddy, says, range up? He goes, yeah, we'll just pick it whenever it's done, whenever the snow goes away. But it's funny watching a wedge hit on ice. You know, it doesn't spin like it does on the green. But, yeah, man, I'm envious. I got to get out. I got to watch the Weather Channel every day and get outside somehow, some way.
Yeah, yeah, you do. I mean, say as golfers, we need something to do, right? You know, and well, it's indoor golf, getting out in the snow. You know, I grew up on it. You know, it's you get out there in the winter and hit balls in the frosty conditions. You know, your metal nails, as we wore then. You know, we're stuck to the ice, and you know, it's still golf. You know, we're still swinging the club and staying mobile.
Something's better than nothing. Hey, final thing for you. We talked about speed sticks. I'm doing my speed stick drills again. I have to admit, like everybody else, I fell off at the end of last year, but I've restarted the program. What are the speed stick program? And I know you've got them available there and with lessons available and with the product available. Tell us how I can increase my speed with these great products.
Yeah, it's a way that you swing a speed stick golf club. It's got a weight on the end, so we start off light and we retrain the brain to increase speed so that when you go back to your golf clubs, the brain will recognize it, resets and calibrates that increased speed. So we go through a protocol. It's about 39 swings, 3 times a week minimum. We're seeing players increase from, you know, 3 to 5 miles an hour, and that's huge on the golf course because now you know, you're seeing that through your game. You're going into a green with a wedge versus a 9 or an 8 iron. So something that we've offered the last winter here, and we're doing the same thing here this year. I have had people contact me and say, hey, you know, I'm over in Greenville and the weather's bad. You know, we've got a short drive here. It's about 45 minutes for a lot of players, but we're offering this experience on virtual as well. So, you know, once we've got you set up in your speed sticks, we can do it from home.
With your great indoor facility there, with your virtual lessons that you're doing right now, there's no excuse. Andrew, how can folks reach you to improve their game at all levels, with all problems, with the best in the business, the director of instruction, the Ledbetter Academy? How can they reach you over there?
Andrew@katichi.com.
I go to it. The website's great. I can't wait to visit with you next week. Hey, I'm thinking more low scores this week, more maybe record-setting scores this week, and the bottom line is we'll talk about more great shots this week like we saw last week for sure. Hey, buddy, I always appreciate your time and always look forward to visiting with you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Mickey. Look forward to chatting with you next week.
Andy O, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction, David Ledbetter Academy at Katichi. Get in touch with me, Andrew@katichi.com. The best in the business when it comes to that. We've got a lot to do. In our final segment, I want to tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Again, now at about 8:05 last night, my wife said, where are you going? Well, I'm going out to the garage because I'm going to film some swings and see what my swing looks like. So I got my swing and did that there. I love our garage. And one of the great things about our garage, and even this cold weather, is I don't have to worry about slip resistant, stain resistant. I had some ice that we came in off of our snow boots. I went to the mudroom over the weekend, and so I had some standing water there. And it didn't leave any kind of stain. I just wiped it up with a little paper towel and towels, and everything went great. So I love our garage floor. It increased the value of our home. It's functional, slip resistant, stain resistant. There's no concrete dust. It looks great. You will love your garage floor as well. Since 1999, Carolina Flooring Specialist has been making these great garages for you. It's a no obligation phone call to Tim Worley at 404-8158, 864-404-8158. You can find that number at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. One more time, 864-8158. My goodness gracious, lost my concentration there, flying solo with all this kind of stuff. 859-8289, 859-8289. It's my great friends. That's the Patterson Tax Service number. What am I doing there? CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call Tim Worley today. 404-8158, 404-8158. We'll take our final break. When we come back, I've got some text to get to. We'll take a phone call if you would like and finish up a Wednesday show right after this.
Whether you own the land or need help finding it, Brown Haven Homes can help you. Brown Haven Homes is the right choice from start to finish. They have what other builders don't, the best products in the industry under one roof. Best of all, once the home breaks ground, the price will not change. Servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information. Brown Haven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Want the highest amount of protein gram for gram without the stomach issues? Whey Plus with digestive enzymes by EC Sports is a clean, fast-digesting protein that is easy to digest and tastes amazing. It also mixes easy with no clumping. The formula contains whey isolate, collagen peptides, and added BCAAs containing 26 grams of protein per serving. EC Sports stands behind all their products with a money-back guarantee, and all their products are manufactured locally. Use code BEN for 20% off your order at upstatemuscle.com.
If you have been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough, and it's important to take action as soon as possible to get the full compensation that you deserve so you can focus on recovery. Call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
It should come as no surprise. The service team at George Coleman Ford does business just like the sales and collision repair teams. They offer service on any vehicle, make, or model. They don't hit you with any hidden fees. They're even open Saturday until 1. And get this, they offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle. They take such good care of people, they even have customers who drive nearly 2 hours each way to have George Coleman Ford service their vehicle. Call them at 834-6080 to service yours.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Summer is here and it's getting hot, 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 but not as hot as the prices at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. Whether you're looking for a new, supportive, comfortable mattress for your every night sleep or an inexpensive guest bed, the Mattress Outlet is the place to shop. No matter the budget, you don't need to sweat it. Stop in and see for yourself. Unbeatable everyday low pricing. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Just knew too much. Does that make
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of a Wednesday show. A little CeeLo getting it done there for us. Appreciate that, CeeLo. So we had T.O. start things out, and CeeLo ending things up today. Very, very good stuff there. Our friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com are saving people money, making sure that you have everything when it comes to your mortgage, maximizing your mortgage. Everyone's situation is different. It's like snowflakes. Every snowflake is different. Everyone's financial situation is different. Are you looking at long-term, short-term? You need lower payments. You need lower down payments. You need better long-term situations for you. Some folks are refinancing and getting longer terms. Why? Because with rates low, borrowing money is a good time to do that. So you want to borrow low interest rates as long as you can. Some folks want to get rid of their payment as soon as they can and get it down to 15 years or less. So think about that at Prime Lending. Let Mark and Amanda and the great team help you out. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Final segment, we'll take a phone call or two. The way it works, I'm flying solo today, doing the Quincy Jones producing everything, and still hitting the wrong button every once in a while. I appreciate those that stay patient with us today. But I've enjoyed today's show because John was out. We have had more guests on today. Today's been one of those days that you never know organically how things go. Terrence Oglesby, after his very popular basketball segment at 7:05 this morning, has agreed via text line now to be our guest every Monday. He's going to do that from now on Mondays. So that's going to be awesome. At 8:25 every Monday now, reviewing the college basketball season. Rick Stockstill, the fourth longest tenured football coach in the country, joined us. And he was doing a fantastic job with breaking down the NIL and the portal. And I said, man, I want to talk some scheme stuff. So he's going to join us more often now. He said, we can do it every day if you want to. We'll do it once a week, maybe with him coming up for sure. And then Andrew Oliphant, our normal Wednesday guest with golf, always enlightening about some record-setting scores on the PGA Tour and some unbelievable shots that you're seeing out there now. Tomorrow, we have four guests. John's going to be out tomorrow as well, feeling under the weather. So I have Michael Pius joining us tomorrow. He is the head of the First Tee program in Greenville. If you are a golfer, you can win a raffle, and part of the winner of the raffle is that you can win a trip to Pebble Beach. Now, I've been to Pebble Beach. It is the best golf trip maybe in the world. I know in America. This is fantastic. So we'll talk about the raffles as far as that goes, how you can do that. Tomorrow, Bradley LeCroy will join us. Clemson baseball has started practice in the ice and the snow. The baseball program has some exciting offensive prospects this season. We'll ask him where they are, what happened in the fall. A little early to start it, but I've got some demand for Clemson baseball right now, so let's talk to him about that. Our normal Thursday guest, Paul Strelo, will join us tomorrow talking Clemson recruiting. They got a couple of commitments since our last visit with him, and they've got a big official visit weekend this weekend. And I'm really excited tomorrow about all those folks, but I'm also excited tomorrow about Mike Noonan joining us, the head soccer coach at Clemson. I told him after he won the national championship, look, catch your breath, settle down a little bit, but I want to get you on to talk about the magic of this season and the program moving forward. He has done that now, so he'll join us tomorrow as well. Friday, besides Josh Williams and our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, Larry Williams has decided to join us and been nice enough to join us to talk some Clemson athletics. We'll do that with him for sure. On today's show, in case you missed it, you can always check things out on our podcast. I think I taped those right and have all those up on a podcast coming up today. But with that said, in case you did miss it, we talked an awful lot about Clemson's 91-78 loss to Syracuse. The Tigers fall to 10-8 overall, 2-5 in the league now. And Pittsburgh comes to Little John on Saturday night at Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, early evening at 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame show. What Coach Brownell talked about after the game was the lack of toughness. The defense is the issue. He was asked, is there anybody out there playing individually that you like where they're playing defense right now? And he goes, no one. He said, not really. He did talk about the strength and the size being a factor right now for him. Terrence Oglesby touched on that too, that Alamir Dawes and where Nick Honor is right now in the backcourt, when the game slows down in the half court, that it's very difficult with them because of their size. And he said a lot of Syracuse went over the top of Clemson last night, rightfully so. And size in the post, too, in depth, too. Brownell says that sometimes the other team's just better, and that happened certainly last night. But the final part of that is Brownell talked about having to address these things in recruiting. And that is certainly what will be. It's a trade-off, friends. I mean, this is simple. With who Clemson has to recruit right now and where they're going for right now, if you get the smaller skilled guy, you give up on the defensive end. If you get the bigger, stronger defensive guy, you give up on the offensive end. I personally like the defensive end. I think if you can defend, I think that's where you're going. Now, the elites like Baylor are big and strong and physical and play great defense, but they've got some skill in the offensive end too. That's a different story than what we're talking about here. But if you're talking about where Clemson is moving forward, I personally kind of liked the grinding games out and gritting things out, and I liked the first half of the Brad Brunell era because I felt like the identity was on the defensive end. At this point in time, I think the identity is more on the offensive end, but we all know that doesn't happen every single night. You know, defense, you can play defense. The old saying is defense travels. You know, offensively, some nights the ball's not going to go in the basket. Some nights the other teams are going to shoot it really, really well. I get that. But defense is more consistent there. And bigger, stronger, tougher is needed in Clemson's basketball program right now. In case you missed it, it was a bad Gamecock loss on the road last night to Arkansas. We talk about Clemson basketball mostly today, but, man, South Carolina's struggling. And Frank Martin's team is really, and he's honest about his assessment of his team and turnovers and things. They're not doing very well right now, but they're not very good right now either. We do like the fact that the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils got beat last night. North Carolina just got destroyed down at Miami. And then Duke lost an overtime game to Florida State. And isn't it crazy? At the top of the ACC right now is the Sunshine State. Miami leading Florida State, and Miami's only loss was a one-point loss at Florida State. So T.O. talked about that before. That's just Miami's experience. They're healthy, and their experience is paying out dividends for them there. I did not get to a couple stories today that I wanted to. Number one is the early enrollees at Clemson in South Carolina. I've got that list. I'll keep that on the list to do tomorrow for tomorrow's show. The other one I wanted to get to was the Big 12 is going to split into the divisions – 2 7-team divisions. I'll tell you about that later on tomorrow's show, maybe. I have NFL odds, Super Bowl odds, MVP kind of odds to talk about. We'll do that tomorrow. I did give you the news that good news, bad news when it comes to spring sports here at Clemson and at South Carolina. The bad news is that neither the Gamecock or the Clemson program ranked in the D1 preseason top 25 in baseball. The good news here is that Clemson softball comes in currently ranked 14th in the country in his preseason softball poll. Great stuff there. I had an interesting text that I didn't get to that I will get to that compares the last four national champions in college football. That'll be a topic for tomorrow. That'll be something that Larry Williams and I can get into a little bit too. I did not have time. We ran out of time today. I did not have time to talk about this unbelievable class in the state of Alabama in 2023 and how Clemson can benefit from that. We'll do that. I still have a thought about the 49ers from the Cowboys game that nobody's talked about or very few have talked about that we'll get into a little bit as well. And then finally, moving forward for the rest of the week, there's two things I want to touch on. Number one was Kirby Smart's comments about where college football is headed. And along with that, Mike Farrell from Rivals.com has some proposed changes he thinks could help. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then finally, there is an article about CBS Sports puts it out about the ACC and their lack of college, I mean, the expansion of college football and what they'd like to see, what the coaches are saying about the transfer portal and the NIL and fixing things first. So we'll do all of that. My Brad Hughes mile wise going the extra mile. Goes today. Brad's been in touch with me via text already this morning. I know he's listening and doing a great job there. Hey, friends, I know this about insurance. I know this about a lot of my stuff that gets drafted out of my account. Sometimes I lose track of it, and I don't know what I'm paying for stuff. Review your insurance occasionally. Mine, I know I'm in good hands with Brad. I've got better rates and better coverage, and I've got a friend on my side. But review that with your insurance rates often because chances are you might be able to save some money. Just call him, see if you can, 292-3001. MileWise can save you money if you're driving less, up to 50% off your automotive insurance premium. See if that can help out for that. And I'll give today me, you know, flying solo, it makes me appreciate John and whoever produced the show, Amy and Lizzie and Ben and Kelly and Ramona, all these. It's not easy, but I think we made it today. Pretty cool stuff. We finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, this is my great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with the friends that can help you out, EricNewton.com. No one does it better than Eric Newton here locally. No one knows more about this real estate market, a full-service real estate company. And right now, because of the lack of inventory, he's actually building homes right now. So if you want a new home in the upstate, let him take care of that for you. Hey, my two-minute drill is, listen to our podcast with Rick Stockstill, because we talked about what Kirby doesn't like and what Nick Saban doesn't like, and I get all that. One thing I'll tell you is, even at his level, at the Group of Five level, he said it devastates him even more. So the NIL and the transfer portal is crushing all levels of college football right now. Interesting thoughts on that for sure. Let me thank Coach Stockstill. Let me thank Terrence Oglesby. Let me thank Andrew Oliphant. For sure, also. Hey, Ben is out today. Up next are my favorite people, Amy and Brad. Have a great day. More Pro 10 to Marcy and Radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.